I did meet a gentleman that made one that looked virtually perfect.
Let's explain what it is to people who may not know.
What it is, it's a porch light, okay? And if you look at your traditional sort of cheap porch light for your house or something, I think they call them a jelly jar porch light or something to that effect. They're very, very cheap housings. I have one that looks like a lantern that's all glass, which is pretty cool, and I've also got one of these cheaper ones as well. But what this other gentleman did, the real key to the whole lamp fixture is the final plug scenario that goes into that socket. That's the screw-on part, and that's the part that's you can't find anywhere. But what this gentleman did, and I thought was really smart idea, he bought one of the cheap, you know, jelly jar porch lights. And, you know, you can get all kinds of light fixture components, you know, at your local hardware store. And he put a three or four inch tube on it, screwed into the side that had the wire in it. But on the end of that, you know those large plugs that typically you would have a, you know, for a heavy-duty extension cord or something, that the wire would go in the end of the plug, and then there's sort of a clamp that clamps down around the wire?
Yeah.
Well, what this guy did was he made it so it the tube is just right that the plug would clamp down around the tube. And he wired it all nicely, and he actually made a nice addition. He actually had a little toggle switch on the top, which mine doesn't have. You want to turn it off, you got to unplug it. But
yeah, same with mine.
Right. Anyway, this thing, yes, it's hanging from the prongs, but it's quite a large plug, a solid-based plug that fits into that socket really quite well. And, you know, as long as you're not swinging on it, it stays in there fine. And yeah, you could make something that looks very authentic for, you know, $9.99 or something like that. It's really doesn't take a lot of money.
So what you're suggesting is put a different kind of outlet on there with some kind of cover that it just, you don't need that screw-in piece?
Well, even if you have the one with the screw-on cover, you always unscrew the cover, and normally the lamp base screws onto that same thread. And it's getting that thread-on base plug is the difficult part to find. The receptacle cover with the screw-on lid, they're still out there. If you go to old hardware stores, you know, this will be covered with dust. I know Vintage Trailer Supply had a whole bunch of them. I don't know if they're still selling them or not. They may be sold out, but they come up on eBay every now and again. But certainly the best bet is, you know, every town you go to, go into the oldest hardware store in the town and look through their electrical stuff.
Yeah, actually, the outlet on the outside of my house has a screw-on cap like that.
Exactly. The house I grew up in, same deal. It was built in 1955, so that was common practice at the time. But quite frankly, you could still use, you know, one of those receptacles that's got the flip-open door and plug this thing in there, but it's just not going to look quite as good. The actual receptacle part itself, they're readily available. It's a single receptacle. It's just the cover plate with the screw-on cap that makes it really authentic on your trailer. But it's not absolutely necessary to make this thing. Now, does it pass electrical code? Who knows? One thing I can tell you is the original lamps were only two-prong. And, of course, the modern one has the ground in it as well. So you've got a third, fairly large, fairly robust prong there to help support this thing. That really doesn't weigh much anyway. So,
yeah, the only thing I'd be worried about is if you had it plugged in without it screwed on, a couple things, somebody bumping into it, but then, and also if it rained, getting water right in there. But other than that, be all right. Now, the